我们乃是朝圣的旅客。
We are pilgrim band.
因为我们有一个荣耀的标杆。
Because there is a glorious goal ahead of us.
主吸引我们一路的往前。
And the Lord draws us to move onward.
这边有一句话，我觉得非常的喜欢。
And I like what's said here.
他说：“弟兄手握弟兄的手。”
He says, "Brother, clasp the hand of the brother."
一步一步在进行。
Stepping fearless through the night.
弟兄手握弟兄的手。
Brother, clasp the hand of the other brother.
我们没有一个人是单独的来走这条道路。
So no one is walking on this path alone.
主把同伴赐给我们。
For the Lord has given us companions.
在我们节目单的报告的下面哈，
and at the end of your program sheet,
有这个是春联哈，我念给大家听一下。
Let me read this to you.
同声甜美庆主恩，一心和谐贺心岁。那下面一个春联是爱神爱人爱教会，同心同工同增长。当我看到这个春联的时候，我觉得蛮好的一个春联。
When I saw this, like a Chinese blessing for the New Year, I thought, well, this is very nice.
有人讲说，春节的时候很多的习俗，好像跟犹太人出埃及的时候很多的有关联的。
People mentioned that there is a lot of custom for Chinese New Year that's so much similar to the ones that Jews have.
他们用羔羊的血涂在门框门楣上。
How they apply the blood of lamb upon the door and the doorpost.
当你看到中国人过春节用那个春联啊贴在什么门框门楣上。
The same way Chinese like to post those red blessing tags upon their door and doorpost during the New Year.
当我到中国大陆去的时候，常常从他们所贴的这个春联，你可以看出说，哎，这家是基督徒。
And a lot of times when I visit mainland China, I could tell which household are Christians just by the kind of signs they put out.
那也盼望说，借着这几句激励我们，在前面的一年，我们怎么样来侍奉，怎么样来跟随主。
May what quoted here at the end of the program should be something that we can use to encourage one another in our service, in our walking with each other.
爱神、爱人、爱教会。
The second half says to love God, love people, and love church.
同心、同工、同增长。
To grow together, to work together in one heart.
我们一起来读约翰福音十三章三十四节和三十五节。
Let's read some scriptures, John 13, verse 34 and 35.
请我们一起来读。
Let us read them together.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。在上一个主日，我们讲到神要得着一个爱的见证。
Last Sunday we talked about how God desires to obtain a testimony of love.
那这段话是主耶稣最后和他最亲密的门徒们讲出心里最重要的话。
These two verses here are the last words of Jesus Christ before he was crucified. Therefore, it was the most important thing within his heart.
主把一个新的命令来赐给他们。
Even a new command I give you.
就是要他们彼此相爱。
Which is to love one another.
我们知道在我们天然人的里面，我们没有真的爱。
We know clearly in our natural life, there's no true love within us.
但是主那么的清楚，他马上就要为所有的人来舍命。
Yet to Jesus, he was clear that because he will soon die for all.
只有神是爱。
And he knew only God is love.
只有在基督的里面有这样的一个爱。
And this love only exists in Christ.
舍命的爱。
And the love that's willing to die for others.
但是主在那个时刻，他可以把新的命令来赐给我们。
Therefore, at that moment, he was able to give a new command to us.
而且这个要求高到一个地步，是讲到说他怎么爱我们，也要我们怎么样来彼此相爱。
And the standard of his command was so high, which has to be at according to him, which is the way he loves us, we should love one another.
因为感谢主，今天我们每一个人里面都有耶稣基督的生命。
We thank the Lord for each one of us now has the life of Jesus Christ.
基督的爱今天在圣灵里浇灌在我们里面。
For he has poured down his love through the Holy Spirit into our hearts.
所以这个命令是一个新的命令。
Therefore, he said this is a new command.
他不是照着旧约人用自己的努力来遵守神的命令。
It's not a commandment from the Old Testament time that we should make our efforts to love one another.
但是这个生命在里面是一个最自然的流出。
But will be a natural outflowing from this life from Jesus.
他叫我们彼此接纳。
He said, accept one another.
他说如同基督接纳我们一样。
As Christ has accepted you.
基督怎么样接纳了我们？
And how did Christ accept us?
最污秽最堕落的。
Even the most filthy, most fallen ones.
基督都接纳我们。
Christ accepts as is.
不分我们的背景，不分我们所有过去所做的事情。
It doesn't matter our past or our background.
我们只要相信接受，他都接纳我们。
As long as we believe him and accept his salvation, he accepts us.
但是今天他给我们一个命令，叫我们彼此接纳。
And he has given us a new command to accept one another.
就像相爱一样，他讲相爱是如同我怎么样爱你们，你们也要怎么彼此相爱。
The same way we should love one another. He said, love one another as I have loved you.
他说你们要彼此接纳，如同我接纳你们一样。
Therefore, when it comes to acceptance, he wants the same standard. Accept one another as I have accepted you.
真的，当我们思想到主怎么爱我们，主怎么接纳我们啊，那个是太高太高的一个标准。
And whenever we thought about how God has accepted us and howHe has loved us with a wow. That's such a high standard.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是主给我们的命令。
But brothers and sisters, these are the commitments from Jesus Himself.
他告诉我们说，主怎么样饶恕了你们。
And He said, "How I have forgiven you."
你们也要怎样彼此饶恕。
The same way you should forgive one another.
是的，我们可以彼此饶恕。
Yes, we can forgive each other.
因为基督已经饶恕了我们。
Because we know Christ has forgiven me.
在这节圣经，他讲到说，你们若有彼此相爱的心。
And here it says, by this,
众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
All men will know that you are my disciples.
这就是一个见证。在人的面前能够显出来。
Which means by doing this, a testimony can appear before men.
当人家看见这两个人在打架。
When you see two people fighting,
人家不会想到说，哎，这是耶稣基督的门徒。
You will not say, oh, these must be disciples of Jesus.
但是他看见说，这两个人这么的相爱。
But when people see two people love each other,
是舍己的爱。
And the love that's willing to give their life for the other party.
这个接纳是接纳到这样的一个地步。
And unconditional acceptance between the two.
不管是什么样的人来到这里。都接纳他。
And whoever comes among them, they will accept them unconditionally.
人家看见说有一个彼此饶恕。
And they see this forgiveness among this group of people.
最大的仇恨来到饼杯的面前，全部都饶恕了。
Even the greatest hatred can be resolved when it comes to the cup and bread of Jesus Christ.
当这样的爱在我们当中出现。
When the love like that surfaces among us.
别人就认出说这是主的门徒。
People will immediately recognize these are disciples of Jesus.
这是主所要得着的一个爱的见证。
And this is what Jesus desires to obtain, a testimony of his love.
我们下面再来读约翰福音十七章。
Let us read on John 17.
我们知道约翰福音十三章到十六章是主耶稣基督他最后他讲的很长的一段话。
We know what's in 13 to 16 was the last passage from Jesus Christ.
但当我们仔细读的时候，里面一直讲到这个命令。
And when we read those chapters, we'll see his same command throughout those sections.
好像他不是讲很多命令叫你们去遵守。
He wasn't giving out all kinds of commands.
但是有一个命令就是彼此相爱。
But one new command, which is to love one another.
到十七章是主最后的一个祷告。
When it comes to the chapter 17, that was his ultimate prayer.
这个时候在逾越节晚餐最后的晚餐要结束的时候主有一个最后的祷告
That was right before the finish of the last supper for Passover
那这个祷告是一个非常伟大的祷告
And that was a very great prayer
我们讲说是在祭坛旁的祷告
We always refer to this prayer as the prayer by the altar
他马上就要为我们舍命
Because Jesus was about to die for all sinners
但是主在这里为我们来祷告
And still he was praying for us
当一个人他马上就要舍命了
Imagine when a man was about to give his life
马上就要面对最残忍的刑罚
A man who was about to face the most cruel punishment.
我想人总是要为自己先求一点什么。
I would think this is the time you think about yourself and ask something for yourself.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们来读十七章第十一节。
But let's read what happened here, John 17 verse 11.
我们来看看主在那样的一个环境中，在那样一个情况下，他是怎么祷告的。
And let's see how the Lord prayed at that time like that.
他说从今以后我不在世上他们却在世上我往你那里去圣父啊求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们叫他们合为一像我们一样 主那么的清楚，说从今以后我不在世上。
The Lord knew that he will no longer remain in the world.
他要回到父那里去。
He was about to go home to the Father.
他说他们却在世上。
But he knew that we are still in the world.
主知道他要往父那里去了。
He knew he was about to go back to the Father.
但他向神有一个祷告。
Yet he has the prayer for to the Lord.
他祷告说，求你以你所赐给我的名保守他们。
He said, Oh, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me.
在主的心中，这是一个最重要的事情。
Because in the Lord's heart, that was the most important thing.
求神保守他们。
Ask Father God to protect us.
保守什么呢？
To protect us from what?
不是保守他们不犯罪。
Not to bless us so that we won't sin anymore.
不堕落不跌倒。
That we will not fall.
保守他们叫他们合而为一。
But so that they may be one as we are one.
像我们一样。
As we are one.
主给我们的命令叫我们彼此相爱。
The Lord has given us this new command which is to love one another.
彼此相爱有一个目的。
And there's a purpose to this command.
要显出这个爱的见证来。
So that this testimony of love can appear.
那这个爱的见证是一个合一的见证。
And this testimony of love is the testimony of oneness.
如果我们不能彼此相爱。
If we cannot love one another.
我们永远不可能显出一个合一的见证。
There's no way there's going to be a testimony of unity among us.
两个人不相爱
When two people do not love each other,
你叫他摆在一起
and you try to put them together,
说你们是合一的
and you say, oh, these two are one,、
啊、这是很痛苦的一件事情
there will be a suffering for both of them.
但是如果两个人相爱
yeah, if two love each other very much,
你就会常常想着说我们什么时候能够在一起
then you like to be with the other party all the time.
今天教会是神的心意
and church is what'sIn the heart of God.
那是仇敌最大的工作。
And the greatest work from the devil.
就是要教会不能有一个一的见证出现。
It's to destroy the testimony of this unity.
所以仇敌历世历代以来，他尽他所有的力量来攻击神的教会。
Therefore, through all generations, the devil wants to do this very one thing to attack the church of God.
他就是怕弟兄姊妹彼此相爱
He's afraid that Christians love each other
所以他能够制造许多的纷争
Therefore he likes to cause all these disputes among us
许多的误会
A lot of misunderstandings among Christians
各样的情况让弟兄姊妹不能彼此相爱
Cause all kinds of conditions so that we cannot love one another
让各样的情形让弟兄姊妹不能在一个一的里面
It causes all kinds of situations that we cannot be in one
我想主知道
We know that the Lord knows
里面这是他心意中所要得着的
He desires to obtain the testimony of oneness
另外一面这是仇敌所最要攻击的
But on the other hand this is what the devil likes to attack the most
所以主最后的祷告
Therefore at his last prayer on earth
在祭坛旁的祷告
A prayer by the altar
他向父神求
He prayed to the Father God
求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们
Protect them by the power of your name the name you gave me
需要因着他的名需要求父神来保守我们
He asked for the power of his name
所以我们也要知道这个一的得着是何等的不容易
Therefore we know it's very precious and it's very difficult to keep this testimony
是要经过何等的征战
It will go through battles
但他讲说叫我们合为一像我们一样就像三而一的神一样这样的合为一
So that they may be one as we the Trinity God as one
主耶稣来到地上
When Jesus came into the world
他和父神他从来没有一个时刻是分开的
He was never separated from the Father God
除了他在十字架
Only when he was on the cross.
好在那个时刻，他说：“父啊，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
There was a moment he said, "Oh, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me?"
那当主耶稣从死里面复活
，And when he resurrected from the dead,
父神说：“这是我的爱子，这是我的儿子。”
This is my son.
我今日生你
，Whom I have given birth to.
主回到天父的家里
，Therefore Jesus returned to the heavenly Father.
他和父神永远再也没有分离
，And there's no more separation ever since
三而一的神是怎么样的在一的里面
The triune God was one
今天神叫我们合而为一
The same way God wants us to be one
所以当每一次我们想到主给我们的命令
therefore whenever we thought about the command from the Lord
甚至主在这里为我们的祷告
and also the prayer of the Lord
那个标准都是我们没有办法想象的
it's beyond our imagination the kind of standard he has set for us
什么是我们能够想说我今天能够爱谁像主爱我一样
can you imagine to love someone the way that Jesus has loved us
主的爱是没法测度的
there's no way we can fully measure the love of the Lord
比海还深比山还高
you know it's deeper than the sea and higher than the mountains
但是我们都知道我们的爱都是非常的有限的
also we know our love is so limited
我们的爱就是这么一点点
we only have such a little love
我们说这多了也就没有了
you know once you use it you'll be depleted
但是主说我怎么爱你们你们要怎么样的彼此相爱
But Jesus says love one another just as I have loved you
因为知道弟兄姊妹真的这个爱就在我们的里面
Because he knew we had this love
只要我们回到里面我们发现这个爱是没有止境的
Whenever we return to the inner person we discover yes I have this without limited love
是从我们里面一直涌流出来的
And this love outflows out constantly
我们接纳他说要像主接纳我们一样的接纳
to accept each other the way I have accepted you
每一个标准都是这么的高
every standard seems to be so high
我们常常有我们的界限
and a lot of times we have limits
你不要摸到了我的界限
we will set limits and say don't go beyond this line
啊，那就不好的反应了
if you do then I will have terrible reaction
主怎么接纳我们我们也怎么彼此接纳
But the Lord says accept one another as I have accepted you
他叫我们合而为一
And he wanted to be one just like them
像父和子之间那样的合一
Just like the unity between the Father God and the Son God
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
既然主最后的祷告是这么祷告的
Because this is how the Lord prayed at the last
我们知道这是神的心意
So we knew this is what the Father wants
我们也知道必定神要做成这样的工作
And we know that he will absolutely complete this work
他要得着一个合一的见证
He wants to obtain a testimony of oneness
所以今天神一个一个他拯救我们
And one by one he has saved us
但是神却有一个心意
However he has this purpose
他要得着一个合一的见证
To receive this corporate testimony of unity
是教会合一的见证
And that is testimony of his church that's in one
每一个人得救的确都是非常宝贵的
Yes, each one of us has been saved in a unique and precious way
他为我们付了这么大的代价
And he has paid the price for us
把我们买回来归给他
And he has redeemed us and buy us back to him
每一个神儿女得救的故事当我们一听哇我们向主敬拜
And every time we worship to God whenever we heard aboutHow each person is saved.
每一次福音聚会，我们有弟兄姊妹在这里做见证，我们都说哇，好伟大的见证。
And every time when someone bears testimony here during the gospel meeting, we always are amazed. Wow, that is such a great testimony.
因为我们有一位伟大的神。
Because we have a great God.
竟然这样子来拯救一个人，拯救一个人。
That he has saved us individually like that.
我们除了福音的见证有的时候我们听见弟兄姊妹他被主制作被主改变哎呀这些见证听起来真的叫我们敬拜
In addition to the testimony regarding how each one is saved we also heard people testify how God worked on them and changed them And we say wow we worship you these are great
他用怜悯和审判支撑我们一生的年代
How he has woven every day of our lives through his mercy and judgment
每一个人的身上主都在那里制作我们改变我们
On each one of us we can see how the Lord has changed us and how he has worked upon us
但是弟兄姊妹若是每一个人都被改变的那么的美丽那么的漂亮
Now, dear brother and sister if each one of us has been transformed through his handiwork to be something so beautiful
那么的像主
and to be something so much like Jesus himself
是不是神的心意就能够达到完全了呢
Then is God's heart satisfied completely?
如果每一个人仍然是单个的一个人
If we are still separate individuals
我们相信神的心仍然没有办法满足
We believe the Father's heart is not fully satisfied yet
所有的有的建造所有神的工作
All his work and his building
是要为着他的教会
It's for his church
我们来读到底什么是他的教会呢
And let us see what is his church
以弗所书一章二十三节
Let's read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23
他说教会是他的身体是那充满万有者所充满的 教会是他的身体。
Church is his body.
充满万有者所充满着。
The fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
或者翻作充满万有者的丰满。
So church is the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
当主来到地上。
When Jesus came into the world.
今天这个丰满好像一个种子在耶稣基督的里面。
The fullness of God was just like a seed that resides in Jesus Christ.
虽然主耶稣走在地上的时候许多人可以拥挤他却不认识他。
Many people crowded him when he was on earth, yet not many people recognized or knew him.
他们纵使看见主行了很多奇妙的神迹。
Even though the crowd saw so many miracles that he performed,
他们所认识的还是只有这么一点点。
Yeah, their knowledge of him was very, very little.
这位全能的神都隐藏在基督耶稣的里面。
Because God Almighty dwelt and limited himself within the body of Jesus Christ.
神本性一切的丰盛，有形有体的居住在基督耶稣的里面。
The fullness of God is dwelt in Christ Jesus in a bodily form.
所以主在地上的时候，那么奇妙的奥秘的仁慈。
Therefore, when Jesus was on the earth, you would say, that's a mysterious son of man.
别人却不认识他。
Nobody knew him fully.
我们读马可福音的时候，
when you read the book of Mark,
他家乡的人稀奇主的智慧和他的异能。
People from his hometown were amazed at the power and miracles that he performed.
那他们说，这不是那木匠吗？
They would say,Isn't he the son of the carpenter?
他们里面没有办法来接受这就是神的儿子。
They could not accept the fact that actually he was the son of God.
因为他也在那里做木匠的工作。
Because he worked just like one of the carpenters.
他是这么的奥秘。
Yet he was so mysterious.
但是他是这位全能的神。
And he was the God Almighty.
所有一切的丰盛都隐藏在他的里面。
And all the fullness of GodDwelt in Jesus Christ.
这么卑微的一个人子。
In a such a humble man.
直到有一个时候。
Until this moment comes.
主说他真的像一粒麦子落在地里死了。
Jesus referred to himself as a grain of wheat that fell into the ground and died.
当主若是没有在地里死了。
If he did not die and be buried.
他说人就是一粒的麦子。
He was just still a grain of wheat.
是的，主可以做很多奇妙的事情。
Yes, he could perform so many wonderful things when he was alive.
是的，他所有的丰盛在他里面。
Yes, he got the fullness of God within him.
但是弟兄姊妹，若这粒麦子没有落在地里死了，和我们有什么关系呢？
So brothers and sisters, what does that have to do with us if this grain of wheat does not fall into the ground and die?
他原本就是神。
Because he was God originally.
你说他道成肉身，所有神的性情能力都在他里面。
Because he was the God that became a man. The fullness of God, his nature, his power was within this Jesus.
跟我们还是没有关系的。
So what does that have to do with you and me?
主说一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍然是一粒。
Jesus says if a grain of wheat does not fall into the ground and die, it was still just one grain of wheat.
若是死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。
But if he died, then he will yield many more wheat.
主他的自己原本就是丰满。
Jesus himself was the fullness.
所有的生命都在他的里面。
He got the fullness of God within him.
但是当他从死里面复活。
But when he was raised from the dead.
弟兄姊妹，今天结出了许多的籽粒来。
Brothers and sisters, he was able to yield many more crops.
这个彰显出来的丰满。
The fullness that's manifested through him.
这是教会。
And through his church.
这是教会。
That's his church.
从一个一个神的儿女，我们看见。
From each individual child of God, we can see that.
它里面有的是神的生命。
We see God's life in each one of us.
在 Joseph 里面的是神的生命。
I see what's manifest through Joseph. That's the life of God.
在 Abraham 里面的是神的生命。
When I look at Abraham, I say I see God in Abraham.
每一个人的里面都是这位神的生命。
We see from each one of us there is the life of God.
全能的神。
The God Almighty.
今天既然住在我们每一个人的里面。
Now dwells inside of each one of us.
这是永远的生命。
And this is the eternal life of him.
这是耶稣基督的生命。
And that's the life of Jesus Christ.
今天不是只是在耶稣基督的身上来彰显神。
Therefore, we will not just see God through Jesus Christ himself.
教会是基督的身体。
But church is the body of Christ.
我们和元首耶稣基督，我们是永远在一的里面。
But always be in one with our head, Jesus Christ.
他说是那充满万有者 的丰满。
The church is the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
弟兄姊妹，这是神他所要得着的。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is what God desires to obtain.
他要把他所有的祝福能够倾倒在教会的里面。
And God wants to pour down all his blessings within his church.
不止我们每一个蒙恩的儿女。
Not just us individually as a saved child of God.
我们来承装主的祝福。
We come to receive his blessing.
他正要得着他的教会来承装神的祝福。
But he wants to receive us as a whole, as this church, to receive his blessing.
当我们到医院的实验室里面看见很多的试片。
You go to the lab in the hospital, you see a lot of little specimens.
他们用那个玻璃片啊，把那些一点东西放在那种显微镜来看。
You see, they just take a little bit of that and put it under the microscope.
他们可以看见各样的细菌，看见各样的细胞。
And they are able to see all kinds of germs and all kinds of cells.
这些平平的玻璃片啊，虽然也是非常的。没有它你也看不到这些东西，都很重要的。
And without that piece of glass, you cannot see all these things.
但今天有人告诉你说，你可不可以给我一杯水？
But if someone comes to you and says, can you give me a cup of water?
你这个试片虽然再好，你不能用这个玻璃片来盛水的。
That piece of glass in the lab was very useful, but you cannot use that to take, accommodate a water.
你要盛一杯水，你必须用一个杯子来装一杯水。
To form a glass of water, you need to have a glass of cup.
必须要有个立体的才能来装。
Yes, it has something that's three dimension to take hold of the water.
今天我们每一个人得救都是非常的宝贵。
Therefore, each one of us here is saved in such a precious way.
但是神要得着的是一个立体的见证。
But what God desires to receive is something that's three dimension.
是一个合一的见证。
And the testimony of His unity.
是一个能够盛装他祝福的见证。
It's a testimony that is able to receive and accommodate to take hold of His blessing.
所以当我们从圣经里面一直读下来。
Therefore, if you read through the entire Bible.
我们在旧约就读到弟兄和睦同居何等。的善何等的美。
In the Old Testament, you see God says, "Oh, how beautiful it is when brothers dwell harmoniously together."
主最后他给我们的命令是彼此相爱。
And when it comes to the New Testament, you see the Lord, the last command I have for you is to love one another.
好像他心中觉得最重要的一个事情。
Those are the most important thing that was in his heart.
他为我们的祷告。
And the prayer he had.
最后的祷告。
The last prayer he had on earth.
是叫我们合而为一。
Is that we will become one.
所以我们从一点一点你能够摸着神你的心到底是什么。
And little by little we're able to feel what God really wants to get.
他付了这么大的代价他到底要得着什么。
He has paid such a great price. So God, what do you actually want to receive?
弟兄姊妹不只得着我们个人蒙恩得救。
He not only wants to receive us individually.
他要得着的是他的教会。
But he wants to receive his church.
得着他的身体。
To receive his body.
得着他的心腹。
To receive his bride.
得着我们所有是在一的里面来归给他的。
He wants to receive all of us together as one and to give it to himself.
我们若真的认识这是神的心意。
If we truly understand this is what God desires to give.
今天我们再来看合一这件事情。
When we come to discuss this topic, unity.
我们的看法会完全的不一样。
We have totally different perspective.
我们的认识会完全的不一样。
And our knowledge about this thing will be also very different.
啊，我们向主敬拜。
We will worship to him.
我们读一下以弗所书四章第二节、第三节。
And let's read Ephesians chapter 4 verses 2.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。他这边讲到说竭力保守。
He says make every effort.
主的祷告也是要保守，叫我们合为一。
To keep, same way Jesus has prayed for us to protect us.
他说保守什么呢？圣灵所赐合为一的心。
What does he desire to keep? To keep the unity of the spirit.
很多时候我们一讲到合一这件事情。
And every time we talk about the word unity.
好像我们是两个本原本不同的，我们今天要把它怎么样变成合成成为一个。
What comes into our mind will be we try to put two different things together and make them one.
但是在这边他是讲到说竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
He says make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit.
他讲到说这个一呢是圣灵已经赐给我们的。
So this is a oneness that's been given already by the Holy Spirit.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候
Once we are saved.
我们就在这个一的里面。
You and I are already in this oneness.
从前我们在世界上没得救，一个人是一个人。
Before we're saved, we're just different individuals in this world.
但是我们知道，一个人他一说主耶稣基督，我愿意相信你。
But we all know the moment when a person says, "Lord Jesus, I believe."
他打开他的心，接受耶稣基督成为他的救主。
When he opens up his heart, accept Jesus Christ as his savior.
就在那一个刹那。
Right at that instant.
我们。不管我信主了多久，
It doesn't matter how long we have accepted Jesus Christ.
也许我们有人信主20年、30年、40年。
Some of us maybe have been believing Jesus for more than 3-4 decades.
但是这个人呢，他就在开口接受主的那一刹那。
But at the moment when the man opens up his mouth and accepts Jesus Christ,
我们就有了很多很多相同的点。
Immediately we become the same.
因为我们里面有同一个生命。
Because at the same time we receive the same life.
同一个生命
We are sharing in the same life.
不是相同的生命
Not similar life.
我们里面有的都是耶稣基督的生命
What we have in common is the life of Jesus Christ.
所以我刚刚得救的我们可以一起祷告
Therefore, when a person is just saved, we can pray together.
他刚刚得救他里面有一些的改变他有一些的突然之间生命的想法我们说 Amen.
And he may share with us some of the things that he's experienced, some changing his mind or some changing his life. When he said that to us, we immediately respond by saying, Amen.
这是圣灵所赐给我们的义。
Because we have shared this oneness from the Holy Spirit.
我们可以说他得救了，我们在圣灵里，在义的里面。
Once a man is saved, we are one in the Holy Spirit.
所以也许我们还有很多生活习惯背景有很多的不同
Yes, we may have different habits in our life
但是这个是圣灵所赐给我们的义
Now we got the oneness from the Holy Spirit
我们知道我们都在这个义的里面
And we know we're all in this one
所以在这边告诉我们是保守圣灵里的义
Therefore it says here to keep the unity of the Spirit
那我们知道既然这是神的心意也是主所给我们的生命
And we know this is what God intends to get and also a life from the Lord
那也就是一个最自然的事情
There will be something it should be something that's very natural for us
我想我们里面都有这样的经历
And I believe each one of us had that similar experiences
当我们心中跟哪一个弟兄哪一个姊妹当你有过不去的时候
When you are offended by another brotherOr sister.
最痛苦的就是我们自己
The one that suffers the most is ourselves
因为这是最不舒服的
Because that's the least comfortable thing to have
是最不自然的一件事情
And the most unnatural thing for our life
在我们身体上很多的时候我们有各样的肢体各样不同的 function
We have different members on our body Each member has different functions
在最自然的时候你并不觉得它的存在
And you don't feel their existence when you're healthy and fine
很多时候我不觉得我的手指 它存在的
A lot of time we don't feel the existence of our fingers for example
什么时候我觉到它了
But what is the time that I sense their existence?
不是手指痛了
There must be I have some pain in my finger
被扭到了
Or when I twist my finger
被什么割到了
Or when my finger is cut by something
现在我会注意到它了
And that's the time we notice their existence
有人告诉我说啊，他会听到他心跳心脏在跳
Some people told me that they could hear the heartbeat
我感谢主我们从来不听到我心脏在跳
I thank the Lord I never sense the heartbeat within my body
但是就表示说他正常在那里 function
Which means it's functioning normally
等到你听到他跳了
When you are able to hear your heartbeat
你感觉他跳了
Or sense the heartbeat
不是说这个时候它才存在
It doesn't mean it starts to exist now
这个时候是它出问题的时候
But probably that's the time something went wrong with that function
教会是基督的身体
And church is the body of Jesus Christ
我们在身体的里面照着身体的律来运行是最自然最舒服的
It is the most natural thing when each one of us function as a member of this body according to the law of this body
所以我们前面读主给我们的命令要彼此相爱
So when we read the Lord says to love one another
彼此接纳彼此饶恕
Accept one another, to forgive one another.
他叫我们看见，在基督里面，我们是一的。
He wants us to see that we are one in Christ.
他叫我们竭力保守在圣灵里的一。
And he wants to make every effort to keep this unity of the Spirit.
所以我们从我们的心的最深之处。
Therefore, from the depth of our heart.
我们不跟一个肢体有问题。
We shall not hold anything against.Anybody in his church.
在主里接纳
We shall accept that person.
在主里饶恕
We shall forgive that person in the Lord.
在主里相爱
We shall love that person in the Lord.
你就发现说你是最舒服最自然的
Then you'll become the most comfortable, most natural part in this body.
你会觉得说 这就是基督的身体。
And you sense, yeah, this is the body of Christ.
弟兄同和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。
And how good and beautiful that is when brothers dwell together in harmony.
我们里面会充满了喜乐。
And then you will be filled with joy.
你会兴奋要来到聚会的里面。
And when you come to church, you get excited.
什么时候你里面有了一点故事
？And whenever there's a story in you.
哎呀，他怎么那天这样子看我一眼
？That somebody looked at me that way that day.
不晓得是瞪我呢，还是斜眼，还是。怎么样
I wasn't sure whether he was just staring at me or he.
当你开始有了这些故事
，when you have all these issues in your heart，
你就会发现说出了问题了。
Then you discover something's wrong here.
不自然了。
I don't feel that natural.
可能你就听到你心跳声音了。
And you start hear your heartbeat.
你就感觉到你在那里呼吸了。
And you start to sense that I am breathing.
你觉得到教会里啊怪怪的了。
And you feel kind of funny to come among God's church.
弟兄姊妹，不是别人出了问题。
My dear brothers and sisters.Nothing wrong with everybody else.
是你出了问题。
It is you that has a problem.
因为主说叫你接纳，你不接纳。
Because the Lord says accept others, but you don't.
叫你饶恕，你不饶恕。
The Lord says forgive others, but you don't.
主没有要求别人要怎么样。
The Lord didn't say others forgive him.
主的命令是对着你说的。
Each command is to us individually.
所以今天若我们违背了这个命令
，Therefore when we do not obey his command,
你不能只怪别人。
Don't blame others.
他为什么这样子看我一眼呢
？How come that guy look at me?Like、
他为什么这样子说我呢
？How come that person criticized me like that？
可是你看，主没有要求他。
See the problem is the Lord didn't tell other people to do.
主也不去责备他。
Neither does he blame others for.
但是你不饶恕，主责备你了。
But if we don't forgive others, the Lord will scold us.
那最不舒服的就是你自己。
And then you'll be the most uncomfortable person in this body.
那最不自然的是你自己。
You'll become most unnatural among.
损失最大的还是你自己。
And you are the one who suffered the greatest loss.
啊，主叫我们饶恕，像他饶恕我们一样。
Therefore, the Lord says, forgive others.As I have given you,
他叫我们接纳，像他接纳我们一样。
Accept others as I have accepted you.
他叫我们相爱，像他爱我们一样。
To love one another as I have loved you.
这样子，我们很自然让基督身体当中的一的见证能够显出来。
Then the unity of his body can appear very naturally.
他叫我们保守在爱里，保守我们在一里。
To protect them and make them one.
这个是保守，不是我们努力去做到的。
This is his keeping power. It's not something we do on our part.
我们最后来读以弗所书四章十三节。
Lastly, let's read Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。所以他这边讲到这个一哈，在以弗所书就这个两个地方。
And there are only two places in the book of Ephesians talk about the unity. Here's another place.
第一个是讲到在圣灵里的一。
The first one was the unity of the spirit.
第二个地方呢，就讲到在真道上同归于一。
And the second one is the unity in the faith and in the knowledge of Son of God.
那这个真道。他是讲到 the faith 是说到我们的信仰
Here says unity in the faith that talk about our faith
讲到说我们对神儿子一个完满的认识
That means a complete knowledge of the Son of God
在这个信仰上我们是在一的里面
And we are one in this faith
也许主在不同的地方他有不同的托付
Yes, the Lord may entrust different groups with different things
独有不同的要求
And he may have different requests
他也要我们有不同的持守
And also he wants us to keep that
但是我们是在信仰上我们是在一的里面
Yet when it comes to faith we are in unity
在对神儿子的认识上我们是在一的里面
And when it comes to the knowledge of the Son of God we are unity
当主对我们有一些的要求对我们有一些的托付
Sometimes he has different requests or different entrustments
也许和别人是有一些的不同
Yes, now those things may be different from other Christians
但是今天当我们读到合一
But when we talk about unity,
主有没有要求我们在各个做法上在行政上在各个方面我们都要统一划一的
Did Jesus ask us to be uniform in our administration or the way we do things?
主不是这样要求我们的
No, he does not
他没有要求我们说每一个人来聚会的时候我们都要穿一样的制服
God didn't say when you come to my church wear the same kind of clothes
今天当我来的时候 我的老二还叫要求我
When I came to church this morning my second daughter asked me
她说 Daddy 什么时候你的新装的 jacket 跟你的裤子能够配合一下
Father when are you going to be fully coordinated between your jacket and your pants
我说我看得蛮好的嘛。
I think they're well coordinated.
他说这不配的。
No, they're not matched.
感谢主，神对我们要求不是要我们每一个人都是一模一样的。
I thank the Lord, He does not want us to be just wear the same kind of clothes.
所以合一呢，不是相同。
Therefore, unity doesn't mean to be the same.
不是你穿这个衣服，我也要穿这个衣服。
Doesn't mean because you wear this clothes, so I need to wear the same clothes.
你这么做，我也要这么做。
You do things this way, I should do things that way.
或者说我这么做，你也要这么做。
Or since I do things this way, then you should do the same.
要不然我们就没法合一了。
Otherwise, we can't be in unity.
很多人就讲说，今天你看看天主教，他们倒蛮合一的。
And a lot of people say, look at the Catholic people, they are in unity.
但他们对神儿子的认识上，在真道上出了问题。
However, there's theproven in their knowledge and their faith of Son of God.
今天神要求我们的重点在于我们的信仰。
Therefore, what God wants us to do is to be in unity in our faith.
在这个信仰上，我们合一。
In faith, we shall be in unity.
在认识神儿子的完满的知识上，我们能够合一。
And in the knowledge of the Son of God, we shall also be in unity.
所以我们今天认识。
Therefore, we can know
神对我们的要求
what God really desires to ask us for.
我们竭力的追求
and we shall pursue that wholeheartedly.
我们认识神的儿子
to know what is the Son of God.
我们持守今天主所在我们身上让我们所得着的这个信仰
and to keep the faith that He wants us to have.
今天很多的事情我们知道主在每一个不同的地方对神的儿女有不同的托付
We know God entrusts different group of children God different things in many different places
很多他对我们个人他有不同的要求
And to us individually He also has different expectations
对每一个神的儿女他特别用肢体来让我们认识
And He tells us clearly We children of God are referred to as members of a body
没有一个肢体它是一模一样的
There's no member on a body that's exactly the same
每一个肢体它的功用可能也不一样
And each member bears different function
所以有些主所托付的点
Therefore what he has instructed us to do
是要你在这个方面来尽你的功用
And he wants to function in a certain way
来彰显他的心意
And simply to manifest what's in his heart
看很多时候主对我们的要求他不一定对别人同样的要求
Therefore the same requirement he has for us may be different from the requirement he for others
也不是说主对他没有这个要求我今天也可以放松
And we cannot say oh because God didn't ask him to do that so I don't have to do it either
所以这个很奇妙
Isn't this marvelous?
主若要求我们
If the Lord asks us to do it
主若把一样事情托在我们的中间
Or if he entrusts something among us
我们就持守
Our job is to keep it
我们无论付了多少的代价
Regardless
我们持守
of the price We have to keep what he has entrusted us to do
在过去一般的弟兄姊妹当他们发现说啊，那个时候天主教他们点水他觉得是不对的
And in the past how brothers and sisters noticed howIn the Catholic Church, they use those sprinkling way to baptize people.
虽然他们从天主教里面出来了，但是呢，一般的习惯还是用点水的。
And even though they departed from the Catholic Church, they still are used to sprinkle water.
但是当他们读主的话，他们发现说，哎呀，所有的圣经里面都是用浸在水里面的。
Yeah, when they read the Word of God, they notice all the baptism described in the Bible was through the full water.
他们查圣经原文，这个是浸在水里面的，受浸。
They notice in the original context it says to be baptized into the water.
所以他们说我们应当要受浸。
So they say we should be baptized in the water too.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们从教会历史上看，他们为了持守这个，他们付了很多的代价。
In order to keep that truth, they pay a great price.
但是我们今天我们也受浸归入基督的里面
Same way we're baptized into the water
但是弟兄姊妹我们的里面没有一点要定罪他们用点水的弟兄姊妹
In our heart we should not criticize or condemn the church if they use sprinkling of water
因为我们不在这个点上产生我们里面的间隔
Because we shall not allow division among churches just because of that
主让我们看见了
If the Lord opened our eyes and see it,
主叫他们这些弟兄姊妹看见了，他们这样子持守。
Like the Lord has opened those group of brothers and sisters' eyes and asked them to do it that way.
他们付了很多的代价。
And they paid a great price to keep that truth.
我们不会想到今天我们觉得理所当然的事情。
This is something we take for granted today.
当时他们为这个要舍他们的性命。
At that time, in order to keep that Bible truth, they have to pay the price of their life.
但是今天我们认识到主他有他的托付。
So we know the Lord has different entrustment among people.
他对不同的地方也许有不同的要求。
At different places, he may have different requirements.
我们所看见，我们所得着的。
What we have seen, what we have received from him.
是的，我们要持守。
It's something we need to keep at all price.
但是另外一面来讲。
But on the other hand,
我们认识到说是在信仰上，我们才能同归于一。
We know we are in unity in our faith.
我们是在对神儿子的认识上我们同归于一。
And also in the knowledge of the Son of God.
当我们开始讲到说神的心意就要得着一个合一的见证。
When we talk about in the beginning of the sermon today that God's heart desires to receive a testimony of unity.
撒旦最大的攻击就是来破坏这个合一。
And the greatest attack devil wants to do is to destroy this unity.
那今天我们怎么样在信仰上能够合一？
Now how can we reach unity in faith then?
我们怎么样在神儿子的认识上我们能够达到合一？
And how can we reach unity in the knowledge of the Son of God then?
我们讲到这个一是圣灵里的一。
And this unity of the Holy Spirit.
只有神才是这个一。
Which tells us only God is this oneness.
我们不是靠着自己要来做什么。
We cannot do it on our own.
我们保守在圣灵里的一。
But we ask the Lord to keep us.This unity of the Spirit.
我们向着主有一个纯一单纯的心。
We need to have this pure heart toward the Lord.
只有主他的自己。
Knowing that nothing else but the Lord Himself.
不要让其他的来掺杂在我们的里面。
Don't let other things to mix into our faith.
仇敌常常不是说一下子要把你所有的打倒。
Many times the devil doesn't come and just with an overwhelming blow and destroy you completely by one blow.
他怎么来破坏这身体的一？
How does he destroy the unity of the body?
他常常就是把一点点的掺杂放进去。
He will bring something that's not pure among us.
今天我们在做水泥。
For example, to have concrete floor.
我们用沙在那里搅拌。
You mix up all the sand.
仇敌不需要把所有的沙给你拿走。
And the devil doesn't have to come to take away all the sand you have.
他放一点泥土在里面。
But instead, he just put some soil among you, some dirt.
那你怎么打就是打得不牢死。
And no matter how you blend it, it won't be solid concrete anymore.
仇敌常常把一些像泥土一样的东西他把它摆在当中。
And many times he likes to test something that's not pure, like dirt.
叫我们受到许多的掺杂搅扰。
So that we will be affected in a mixed way.
但是主说在信仰上在真道上我们合为一。
But the Lord says to reach unity in faith and knowledge of Christ.
在认识神的儿子上面
In the knowledge of the Son of God,
我们合而为一。
We need to be in one.
我们整个生命长大。
Our life will grow up together.
满有基督长成的身量。
To the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
这是我们心中向主的祷告。
And this is the kind of prayer we have for to the Lord.
此刻我们放下我们自己。
Every moment, let us set ourselves aside.
主让你显大在我们的里面。
And the Lord, may you be honored among us.
只有你是我们的一切。
Only you are all to us.
我们让圣灵掌权在我们的心中。
Allow the Holy Spirit to reign within our hearts.
凡事上让他来居首位。
Acknowledge him being the highest authority in all things.
啊，求主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
更多的认识主
to know him more and more.
今天是的，当我们看见各样的情形，
When you look around, there are all kinds of situations.
我们会问说，主有没有可能呢？
You may ask, Lord, is this possible?
有这么多不的不同。
There are so many differences here.
我们怎么可能达到这个合一呢？
How can we ever reach this unity?
连我们在自己，在我个人的里面，你说要达到一个合一，好像都很困难。
A lot of times, I will have a struggle within. I can even reach unity within myself.
只要有两个人在一起，你就发现说，这当中要合一就不容易。
And it's very hard when there are two parties involved to reach unity.
有人就讲说，这合一恐怕是要等到天上以后的事
情。A lot of people say that maybe we see the unity.When we go to heaven,
当我们见主的时候，所有的都明白了。
Because when we see Jesus, everything will be clear to us.
但是主给我们的祷告，不是等到说等你到天，等他们到天上的时候，他们能够合而为一。
But the problem is, look at the prayer the Lord has. He didn't say, "Let them reach unity when they go to heaven."
反而主是说，我要到父那里去了。
But he said, "I'm coming to you, Father."
我要离开这个世界。
I'm leaving this world.
但是他们还要留在世界。
But they are still in the world.
所以保守他们合而为一。
So please protect unite them?
是在哪里合一呢？
So that they can be one. So where does he want to see this oneness?
他不是说到我们到天上再去合一。
Not until we all go to heaven.
那是他们在地上的时候就保守他们合为一。
But while they're still on earth, Lord, keep them as one.
愿早上我们也祷告。
May we have the same prayer as the Lord.
保守我们合为一。
Lord, keep us that we may be one.
保守我们在圣灵里的这个一。
Keep us.Help us to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit.
我们都有耶稣基督的生命。
Because we all have the life of Jesus Christ.
圣灵都住在我们每一个人的里面。
And we all have the indwelling Holy Spirit.
我们就相信我们已经在这个一的里面。
So we should have faith knowing that we are in this oneness.
我们求主保守。
And ask the Lord to keep us in this oneness.
我们求主开我们的眼睛，叫我们向着前面一直的追求。
And we pray the Lord open our eyes so we continue to pursue you.
更多认识神的儿子。
So that we can know more of you.
更多在我们的信仰上被主来建立。
And we can be built up more in faith of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有的追求不单单是为我们自己。
Remember, brother and sister, all our pursuit is not for ourselves.
今天我们有一点的经历，有一点的认识。
If we have some knowledge about Son of God or have some experiences through Him,
我们知道这是为着基督的身体。
We have to know all these are for the body of Christ.
当教会的身量在这里长大的时候。
And as the church.It's gradually growing up.
让我们更多的认识神的儿子。
When we all together come to know more of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，这个一很自然的，它就会出现。
My dear brother and sister, this oneness, this unity will very naturally appear.
不是我们努力去找人来联合，做法要跟我一样，行政要跟我一样。
It's not that we go around all churches try to unite with one another by doing the same thing.
不是这样子的。
No.
乃是我们竭力的追求。
But through our pursuit of the Lord.
我们认识神的儿子。
We finally come to know the Son of God.
我们让整个生命的度量在我们里面一直在长大。
And the measurement can continue to grow.
那么的自然，这个一就出现了。
It will be natural for this testimony of unity appear.
不然主在他身上是怎么的托付？
Don't worry about how God trusts others with other things.
当他的那一份长大的时候。
When the entrustment from God is mature.
我知道说。有一天当我们交通在我们里面的那一份
We know one day when we share with one another
这是基督生命的彰显
We will see the manifestation of the body of Christ
我们都向我们的神敬拜
We shall all bow and worship our God
我们就发现说我们都在这个一的里面一同来敬拜我们
的神 We will then discover that we are in one
我们觉得我们实在是何等的不配。
Yes, we feel that we are not worthy.
主托我们一点点，不是说我们就比别人好。
The littleness that He has entrusted with doesn't mean because we are better than others.
我们都需要伏在主的面前。
We all need to humble ourselves.
弟兄手握弟兄的手。
And let the brother clip under the hand of the other brother.
让我们向着前面一直的往，一直的进前进。
And let's move on forward.
我们再来唱诗歌两百。